You are making the world a better place by listening to the Joy of Living podcast. This is your guide to achieving a more purposeful, powerful, and positive life. Join Barry Shore in unlocking the best version of you and becoming happier, healthier, and wealthier. And now, here's your ambassador of joy, Barry Shore.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Maybe you're good-looking. Joe's looking for and finding the good. And we thank you for consciously tuning into the Joy of Living podcast. And you do so, actually, for one reason, and one reason only. Best reason in the whole world. Because you care the most in the entire world about you. Y-O-U. That's great, because when you become the best you, you make the world a better place. You build more bridges of harmony, create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. So since you invested your most valuable asset, your time, you are going to be rewarded, because we're going to discuss on this show, as you know, and I'm deeply humbled and honored, Barry Shore here, the ambassador of joy, that you continue to invite your family and friends. So the audience grows to over 375,000 people around the world listening at this very moment. And by the time we bring on our delightful, wonderful guest, Lewis, we'll be over 380,000+ people. So keep doing that. Share this with 5 people. That's what we ask. 5. You want to share with 50 or 100? It's up to you. But at least 5 people, so we can touch 1.5 million people worldwide every week. Because you know, in this show, we discuss the 3 fundamentals of life, which will make you happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? Now, the 3 fundamentals of life. Number 1, life, your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, number 2 happens. In this case, good number 2. You go mad. Now, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for make a difference. You lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world. And the 3rd fundamental is to unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Simple example, right now, our show is carried over the internet. Ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Invariably, those stands do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. However, in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for what a wonderful world. And what a is a word, right? W-H-A-T-A. Now, of course, what a wonderful world is that great song that was made famous by Louis Armstrong, the tip of the hat to Satchmo. And it's gone around the world, not just touching tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people on the planet. Whenever you hear the words of, or the opening bars of, what a wonderful world, what do? Anyway, you can't help it. You smile. Now, smile is one of the most important words you're going to be internalized, utilized, and leverage in your life, because SMILE is an acronym that stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, I got to tell you, recently I did a in-person event. We had 1,172 people in the audience. And I'm telling you the story about Barry Shore and seeing miracles in life every day. Some people raise and say, hey, Barry Shore, I've been out for hours where I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you stand still? I can't do that. Can you walk? I can build you that. Do you have water, drink, your food, do you have a place to sleep, your family, your friends? Every single one of those is a miracle. What's the proof? Simple proof. 1 million people didn't get out of bed this morning. You know why? They died. By definition, if you're watching or you're listening, you didn't. Therefore, you have an obligation to live life to the full, exuberantly. Let me tell you a quick story. It's about me. Imagine, if you can, I'm healthy and hearty in the morning, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. That evening, I'm in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed. Not from an automobile accident, not a spinal injury. It was a rare disease, which I never heard of the day before, took over my body and rendered me what's called a quadriplegic. Nothing in my body moved from my neck down. I could only communicate by blinking my eyes. I was 144 days in the hospital. I was 2 years in a hospital bed I couldn't turn over by myself. I was 4 years in a wheelchair. Had braces on both my legs, my hips, my ankles for years, and that was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand. So I'm a tripod, not a biped. Can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. And I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. You hear my voice? Positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, all because of one word. Smile. Seeing miracles in life every day. Like I tell you a quick story. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago and says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile? S-M-I-E-L. And I thought about it. Smile, sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. I'm an 8-year-old. But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world that she wants to live in. Now, CREATE is a fabulous acronym. It stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. It's all about your thought process and what we call a shift in perspective. Now, I've been working with people for more than 4.5 decades, and I can tell you 97.2% of all the people I begin working with, they drop the F in shift, and the other stuff happens. You got to be effing careful with your Fs. And when you do that, you just shift your perspective ever so slightly, then you'll be able to internalize, utilize, and leverage the 6 most important words you'll ever learn in your life. And they are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your pathway in life and the trajectory of your life. Now, I want to warn in advance some of the new people, and Lewis, who was our guest, that I do use a lot of four-letter words. I even use the four-letter F-U word. I do it for the shock value, and it's fun. Now, of course, the four-letter words that we use, because we live in the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant, are love, life, hope, free, gift, play, pray, swim, and the four-letter F-U word, fun. Fun. Yes, F-U, capital N, capital N. I know some people in the audience are raising their hand and say, hey, Barry, sure. Fun's only spelled with 3 letters. Not in our world. The world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, you see your family and friends. You have a twinkle in your eye, a smile on your face. Remember that stands for. Point your finger and tell everybody, F-U, everybody. Remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. See, what are you talking about? So, well, I listen to Barry Shore, the joy of living, and he wants to teach the world to F-U, capital N, capital N. And it'll open up the ability to talk about what we're going to learn today with wonderful Lewis. It's so good. You're just going to revel. You'll be on the floor laughing, also be sitting up listening. It's just tremendous. So before we bring on wonderful Lewis, I just want to urge everybody to use the 2 most powerful words in the English language 3 times a day from now and the rest of your life, because it will make you happier, healthier, and wealthier. And these 2 words are thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank stands for to harmonize and nurture kindness. To harmonize and nurture kindness. Now, imagine going to your coffee shop, order a fancy latte, sit down, somebody brings it to you. Say, thank you. Go to the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte, a couple of minutes go by, nobody brings you, go to the kind, say, I'm sorry, we forgot, we're busy, we'll bring it to you, sit down. A couple of minutes go by, somebody brings you, still say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, it's raining, and somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You're in traffic, you're late for an appointment, somebody cuts you off, and you say, yeah, these 2 words. Thank you. You get up in the middle of the night, you stub your toe, and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and nurture kindness. Kind is a fabulous acronym that stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. I can't think of anybody right now that I want to share with you that inspires noble deeds more than wonderful, fabulous Lewis Katz. Lewis, please say hello to 382,921 people around the world.
Hello, people. Wow, 382,000 people. That's about 382,000 times more people than show up to typical open mic that I go to.
Well, wonderful Lewis Katz, LK as we know him, has some fabulous things to share with us. So we're going to just jump right in right away. If I start telling you all the things that Lewis does and how well he does them, it would take the rest of the show. But I'm going to tell you 3 wonderful little pieces about Lewis. First of all, he is a multi-talented force. And part of his force is in these 3 unique areas which are on the tips of everybody's tongue. One is IT. Okay, it's not on the tip of your tongue, but it's in everybody's mind because it has to do with information technology. but you're going to hear how Barry Schwartz says the acronym for IT. He's also involved. He's a great artiste when it comes to photography. And the ability to capture something in a moment, in a shot, is really a great skill. But it's part of his whole persona, because his other part is he does stand-up comedy. Actually, sometimes he even does it sitting down. But the point is that he has a comedic aspect to his whole being. So we're going to combine IT, photography, and comedy. So get ready, buckle up, go on the way. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum. So wonderful, Lewis. First of all, a hearty welcome, a delight and a pleasure to have you here. I'm just going to start right away, not with IT, because I'm going to share with, I'll tell you why. Because when we think of IT, people that have been with us for a while already, it's been a number of years. We have, as I said, hundreds of thousands of listeners, and I'm deeply humbled and honored that people urge their family and friends to come and listen as well. Millions of downloads and such. When we talk about IT on this particular show, The Joy of Living, and by the way, everything you want to know about Lewis is at my website, barryshore.com. BarryShore.com, BarrySHore. Just, you don't have to write anything down. Don't remember anything. Just go to BarryShore.com. Everything about Lewis will be there, and you want to visit because it's great stuff. IT stands for, ready? Internal Transformation. Wow. That's a wow. Wow, by the way, is a great acronym. It stands for Words of Wonder, Words of Wisdom. So let's talk about IT. We talk about it as internal transformation. That's why people listen to the show. It's not about information or inspiration. It's about transformation. But tell us from your perspective what IT is, of course, information technology, and why it's important. You're on.
I'm on. Okay. Well, you know, information technology is kind of, it's so pervasive in our lives, whether personally or in business. And for me, IT, my goals within IT is that I want to create for my clients a world in which they can have whatever they need, wherever they go, whichever device they choose.
Well, I want you to repeat that because it's so beautiful, because I think that a lot of people think that even in the world of wireless, that we're tethered. Great word, that we're tethered to a particular device. And I think you're sharing with us, you're cutting the Gordian knot. Okay, I'm becoming classical. You're cutting the Gordian knot and say, it's all available to you. Whatever you choose, wherever you go, whatever device. I love the words. Now, give us some examples, please.
Okay, so you got a business, right? And typically, we're focusing on businesses that have 10 to 100 employees. And, you know, some people like to have a Mac, some people like a PC or their iPad. And maybe you've got mobile workers, remote workers, and you want to make sure that your data is not being leaked down into the world. So you want to have a safe playground for the data, and you want to have a secure and friendly environment for your workers, where all they have to do is pick up the device, you know, that either they chose it or maybe you chose it for them. They sign in and boom, all their apps are there. The performance is in the cloud, right? So they don't, we don't have to get them $3,000 workstations. The storage again is also in the cloud. So we don't have to care. Oh, is this an i7? Is it an i9, a Celeron, whatever processor? And do I have 500 gigs, a terabyte, 2 terabytes? Who cares, right?
No, by the way, I want to put you on pause for a moment. Those two words are the most important. Who cares? I, as a business person, and by the way, we're talking to people around the world. I'm going to emphasize, I've done this many times. Every single person listening, I don't care if you consider yourself an employee or you're the owner. Every person is in business. Even if you don't have a business, if you're when you think you're retired, every person's in business because you're communicating. You're communicating with other people. So the point that Lewis is bringing out, and I love it, Lewis, who cares? I don't want to know that stuff. I don't even care about it. When I press a button to get my car moving. I don't care what's under the hood, as long as it moves, right? I think that's your analogy, right?
That is my analogy. You know, computing should be as simple as pushing the button on your car. Now, we're not quite there yet. You know, computing is a very complicated thing. So let's simplify it in any way that we can. That's the guiding philosophy right there.
Wait a minute, that is a beautiful philosophy. I want to go back to the three words that you mentioned that are really the bane of existence when it comes to these devices. No data leaks. Data is the how should we call it? It's the gold that people want to mine. In other words, the bad people want to get into your data.
Correct.
So how does one make sure that there are no data leaks?
So by putting the computing environment into the cloud, you're eliminating one of the big potential leak points, right? Let's say you've got an employee, they're working offsite. Now, maybe your employee hasn't gone rogue. They have no intention of going rogue, but they're not as buttoned up on the security as you are. And so the data leaks out, whether it's intentional or unintentional, whether it's sloppiness or just the fact that the bad guys are pretty sophisticated, right? So we're eliminating a point of leakage for your business by bringing the data into the cloud. You've essentially got your sandbox. It's under your control. You can have your long-term employees. You could be working with contractors. You spin them up as you need them, and then maybe they go on their way. It's basically the flip of a switch, and you offboard that particular contractor. They no longer have access to your data.
So I want to unpack something here because you're making me personally feel good. Are you telling me that I can actually believe what you're saying, wonderful Lewis Katz, that there are steps to be taken in any environment, again, whether you own a business, with, like he said, 10 to 100 employees, we call that in American parlance small business, but it's not small, it's a business, or you're just a human being that doesn't want your data out. You're telling me that there are real steps that one can take that are not that difficult to implement, working, let's say, with you or somebody as capable as you, that you can really make it so there are no data leaks.
Can we caveat that a little bit?
That's why I'm pushing you. Let's put an asterisk and a caveat. And it's not that Lewis is being cagey here, but he wants to make sure that he understands what he said because Barry Shaw was putting out a big blanket. Yes, give us a caveat.
Well, no, the caveat is that there's no 100% safe and secure environment in anything, right? We all know that. No matter how cautious and careful we are, life happens. And the same with our data. So we do the best we can, right? You know that.
But by using the processes that you recommend, the best that one can do is far better than A, not doing anything, B, thinking that you can do it on your own, and C, not listening to experts.
So we should never be defeatists, and we should never just do nothing. We do the best that we can, right? And somebody like me, you know, whether it's me or another expert, can review your business with you and find where the weaknesses are and tighten things up so that you're not vulnerable through omission.
Woo! I love Lewis. That's one of the reasons I'm so happy that he's on the show today, because you are giving solace and people feeling good because of what you're saying, that there are ways to protect oneself and one's business and one's data. Now, we do have sponsors to our show. We love our sponsors. We vet them or you wouldn't have them on. So we're going to go to a quick break. Don't go away. There's more Lewis on the other side of this break, and you're going to talk about other things in addition to no data leaks. Be right back after this brief message.
What if you could shop at your favorite local stores, swipe your current credit card, and get extra cashback rewards? And what if you could also have donations sent to your favorite cause at no extra cost to you? What if this amazing program was absolutely free and very simple to set up? Well, What If is here. Welcome to Einstein Cares, where your everyday shopping gives you and your favorite cause extra money. It's fast, it's easy, and effortless.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. If you're good-looking, you're always looking for and finding the good. We have good in abundance. Our cup runneth over with good. His name is Lewis Katz, and he is an expert in three remarkable fields that somehow are going to intersect. We're going to find the way. One is he's involved with IT. Most of the time in the world, they call it information technology. As you know, on our show, The Joy of Living, we call it internal transformation. And they're not at odds, because we're talking today with Lewis about the transformation for yourself, never being a defeatist, and learning how to tighten up that which you have so that you can make sure you are as secure as humanly possible and maintain that. He's also just a brilliant photographer, and I want to discuss that, because having that eye, actually that goes along, excuse the pun, that eye goes along with the eye in information technology, because you have the ability to see things more so than other people. That's the whole point of looking and capturing the moment. And of course, he's also a stand-up comic. Why do I say of course? Because Lewis Katz is Jewish, and Jews love humor. And he is a stand-up comedian because he had to do it. He needed to go out there and reveal his inner being, his superpower. And we'll talk about that as well. So let's just, we left our intrepid heroes with this beautiful insight that you've been sharing, that there are the potentials to create no data leaks and be on a device wherever, whatever, and what, in whichever device you want, with the caveat that this is real life. Real stuff happens. We do our best to do our duty for God and country. And when you do with that mindset, guess what? You'll be successful. So let's do a quick segue and talk about photography, because I am really a fan of great photography. And that can happen from an 8-year-old snapping a picture to somebody who's been doing this for 70 plus years. And I love this quote that you mentioned from Alfred Einstein. It's more important to click with people than to click the shutter. Now, shutter is with two T's, not D's. And the ability to click with people can elicit a feeling that you can actually capture. So let's talk about photography from your perspective, Lewis, because this is... Yes. You're a professional.
Yeah, no, it's a love of mine, and it started at a very early age. My dad, Moses, he taught me about f-stops and...
Wait a minute. See, Lewis, you think Lewis is just making this stuff up. He's really, you know, he said, my teacher, Moses, you know, going back maybe 3,500 years. Moses came down from the mountain and said, Lewis, and by the way, Lewis is called Louis the Lens. Yeah. Okay, so Father Moses is teaching you about stuff that normal kids, okay, not normal, that regular kids don't have the opportunity to learn about F-stops and the F-word without meaning the wrong F-word.
No, exactly. And he, you know, he took me to the LA photography club, and I was like 13 years old photographing models and learning how to develop black and white film. And I think I was a typical 13 year old, meaning that I did it for about a month and then I quit.
Wait a minute, that long? Okay.
Yeah, it's, I mean, in spite of the models, right? And I came back to it kind of because of IT, right? The iPhone came out. And with the iPhone, all of a sudden, all of us had cameras in our pockets. And from the iPhone, I just got more and more into it. And then I want to talk about a client of mine who is also a mentor, Robert Corin, who, I mean, very sad. He passed away several years ago, but he saw my interest in photography. Now, his main business was not photography, but he was a very passionate photographer. He saw my interest. He gave me a professional camera and some lenses and, you know, all kinds of equipment, where I suddenly felt, my God, I got to get out there and, you know,
photograph.
And what?
I need to go out there and photograph. By the way, no, I just realized something, Lewis. You helped me a lot. Photograph can be a verb or a noun.
That's true.
You went out to photograph. And
I
you
went out to photograph, and I wanted to, you know, I wanted to be deserving of that gift.
Wait a minute. I want to put you on pause for a moment.
Sure.
Because you just articulated something that, again, we have hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world, from many different cultures. And yet every single human in every single culture, except for the evil people in the culture, there are always evil people, leave those aside, want to do what you just said. I want to be deserving of the gift. Now, the gift in your particular case was from one human being older than you to another human being working around the passion called photography.
Yes.
And I want to use what you just said as a springboard for the philosophy of life. Being deserving of the gift. What's the gift? Life.
Yep.
From who? From the good Lord. I don't care what you call God, the creator, or even if you think you're an atheist, you're not, but that's another story. The ability to be deserving of the gift. My dear Lewis Katz, I am thanking you personally for that great gift you just shared.
It, you know, after that came out, it's like it suddenly I felt this sensation of it's so much bigger than photography, right? Obviously, and you expressed that, and it made me think about, you know, how am I living my life, right? Am I deserving of this miracle of life? And it just, it gives me chills, you know, to think about how profound that is, you know, and you're like a match, right? You ask the questions that bring out the answers, you know.
By the way, when you say match, I'm going back from years ago. I think there's a great European magazine called Match, isn't there?
And it's yes.
Wonderful photography in it.
Paris Match. I've heard of it. I have to claim ignorance as far as anything.
I know it. First of all, I'm older than you chronologically, and I did spend many years in living in Europe. And yes, and there was a time in America as well where photography in magazines was what attracted people. Time magazine, but certainly Life, hello, you know, Time, Life, and then Look. I mean, those Life and Look specifically were really about the capturing of moments that could generate an entire mood, feeling, uplift, or the other way. And it was, they were truly remarkable pieces of literature, which were based around photography. And you're right, the iPhone was the shift, that unique shift in perspective that changed everything.
Yep.
Everything.
So I know, can I share a secret of my photography with you?
If you don't, we'll be disappointed, Lewis.
All right, well, let's do it. So here's the thing. For many years, I was, you know, hammering the shutter, taking, you know, hundreds, thousands of photos. And I dialed it way back. I used to, so I've done street photography where I used to think, well, you got to be stealthy. You got to not get caught, right? And it was always very uncomfortable because you think you're going to get caught. And then what are you going to say? Oh, yeah, I'm a pervert with a camera. No, you're not going to. Right. No. And then it was I've had the good fortune to work with Hugh and Claudia Brownstone. He's been my teacher one to one. And also I've attended their workshops in New York and Tokyo. Hugh kind of let me in on a secret of why not ask permission. Okay. So now, there was a breakthrough in New York about a year and a half ago. I was in the Streets of New York photography workshop. And when I go out on the street, I have to warm up, right? I'm uncomfortable at first. But then what happened was I started going up to people. And I'd say, you know, hey, you want to do some photos, blah, 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 or you've got a really cool hat, or you got the second coolest beard I've ever seen after Barry Shore. You want to do some photos? And so what happens in that moment? You disarm the person. You're having a conversation, and it's not about the photography. It's about making a connection with people. And ultimately, like for me, the biggest joy in the photography is to make that connection and to have a conversation. And I mean, my God.
I want to put you on pause for a moment. First of all, I love when you say, my God. I want to put you on pause for a moment. The acronym that we use for joy is exactly what you're talking about. Joy stands for Journey of You.
Yep.
J-O-Y, Journey of You. So this journey that you took from the time of, say, the 13-year-old and putting it down and meeting this wonderful mentor, Robert, and getting the gift and being, thank God, deserving of the gift, and then continuing it now with the iPhone and inspiring you and doing things and moving from perversion into permission and getting out of your comfort zone. Lewis, that's your journey of you. And now you're able to click, as it were, with people and then fulfill what Eisenstadt said in this quote. So now when you click with people, everything, you can flow. Am I correct? That's the genius.
That's the genius of it, right? I can show up now with my camera. Maybe I won't even take any photos. Right. Or as a lot of photographers, they say, make a photo rather than take a photo, because it's a mutual process where you're giving and your model is giving, and we create a beautiful moment together.
I love this process, by the way, what you just mentioned here. So I have she passed away. I had a remarkably powerful, purposeful, pleasant, wonderful teacher in meditation. Her name was Rivoli Roth. What a great name. And you would have loved photographing her, but she wouldn't let you take pictures. It just, she was incarnate being. And she taught me that when we were doing the breathing part of the process, what she called a conscious loving breath, she said, don't think about taking a breath. Think about making a breath, a conscious loving breath. So I'm sensitive to what you just said. I love it. Thank you. Make a photo because it's mutual.
Now, I have to admit, to me, taking a photo just from years and years and years of this is what people say.
Right.
So there's a certain value in that of doing things kind of in the flow, right? You know, not being pretentious. Right. So, but it is, it's a making process. We can call it taking, but we know what we really mean.
Outstanding. So, the Hugh and Claudia Brownstone, these are names in the world of photography.
So, I mean, Hugh's probably got 100,000 followers on YouTube. He runs these successful streets of workshops, which this year we're going to Paris in October.
Okay, but the point is that you and he knows you. In other words, he knows Lewis Katz.
Oh my God! Absolutely, yes.
No, but I'm saying that's. I want everybody to understand one of the things we're unpacking here, and I'm. It's one of the reasons I love Lewis because we talk about a Renaissance person. Renaissance person meaning you're involved in several things. And they may seem to be different, and yet they really intersect in the terms of, again, the journey of you. So that the IT, what we call, of course, the internal transformation, you want to use it for information technology, that's your ability to make sure that you can help people resolve a particular issue. In this case, avoiding leaks and making sure that it's fun to compute. You hear that? And the same thing, like you said, your journey of being able to go to permission and therefore create a relationship in the process of what you're doing by making a picture or taking, whichever one. I want to use this as a segue into the next piece of you, which I think it's all of one piece in bringing out the best you. And that's why I urge people to understand this podcast is not about Lewis Katz, great guy that he is, or Barry Shore, that fabulous person. It's about you. Y-O-U, you being the best person possible. That's what you want. So allow yourself to blossom. So let's talk about your journey into comedy. Wonderful, yes, Lewis.
Yes, sir. I've been doing comedy now for almost a year.
By the way, okay, let me put you on, interrupt, only because I want everybody to understand. Chronologically, how old are you?
I'm 62.56 years
old. Okay, so more than 62 years on the planet, and I'm saying this, you don't have to agree, that you, just like with photography, you always knew that there was something there that you wanted to bring out and share with other people. By the way, we call SHARE is a great acronym, which stands for spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy. That's what sharing is about. That's what comedy is. Now, so tell us what sparked you, not just to say I'm going to get involved with comedy, but let's be blunt. A lot of people would be, well, that's uncomfortable. Yes, good. Get out of your comfort zone. And now what enabled you to do something and say, I'm going to enroll in a course. I'm just making it up. I don't know if you did. But I'm going to do something to move forward in this dream.
So, no, you're right. I've been, you know, it's been bubbling below the surface for at least 30 years, probably longer. About a year ago, I was in a BNI meeting. BNI is a networking group. And
okay, just guy, a point of reference, the founder of BNI and I are somewhat close. He's been on Ivan Meisner. He's been on the podcast. Okay, let's continue.
Oh, very cool. Well, Hello, Ivan, if you're listening. anyway, I was having a one-to-one with a mortgage broker, Scott Shimamoto, who's also, he runs something called the Joke Gym, and they have an open mic once a month. And he said, you should come. And I said, okay, I'll check it out. He said, no, you should come and do it. So,
we love him. You hear everybody? Wait a minute. I want everybody to understand what you just said. Hundreds of thousands of people around this that are listening to this. You are the cream of the cream of the cream because you're selected. You're using your time to listen to the Joy of Living podcast. Hear what Lewis just said from his friend? Don't think about it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Now, speaking of doing good and doing it, IT, remember, internal transformation. Well, we have these great sponsors. We're going to go to a quick break. We'll be back with more Lewis and the Joke Gym and where he's going from there. Be right back after this brief message. Don't go away. We love our sponsors and you will too.
Opportunity. What an opportunity. I'm going to use 2 four-letter words right now. Free gift. Free gift. Yes. You can have a copy of my best-selling book, The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy, the ebook version for absolutely free. All you have to do is send an email to me, Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at barryshore.com, and in the heading, the subject line, just write, free gift. It's as easy as that. This is a life-changing, life-enhancing opportunity. Barry at BarryShore.com. You'll be glad you did. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Free gift. Do it now. Take the action. Make it happen right now. Best wishes. Bye.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. If you're good-looking, so always looking for and finding the good. We found good in abundance. His name is Lewis Katz. Lewis is an expert. And whatever he does, he's an expert in life. How do we know? Because he understands that the essence of living well is being deserving of the gift of life. He is an IT expert in his world is called information technology, and he allows people to feel comfortable with IT. And that's the second thing is he's a passionate and capable, wonderful photographer. And now he's working on something that has been bubbling for decades and finally got a kick in the go up there and just do it. So tell us about the Joke Gym.
Yeah, well, so it was an open mic and I went and I did it and I was hooked. I was up at 3 a.m. writing bits after that and they were really horrible. So,
okay, wait a minute. Explain to people, what does it mean to have an open mic at a place? In this case, it's called the Joke Gym. So you know too much now. Explain to everybody what a Joke Gym is from this perspective and what an open mic means.
So, the Joke Gym was the name of the open mic. And an open mic is where people gather, usually in a bar or some kind of club. And they have a microphone and you sign up and you go up and you do stand-up comedy for a set period of time. It could be 3 minutes. It could be 5 minutes. And somebody flashes a light when you got a minute left. And then another light to tell you your time is up. And then you got to get off the stage. And you're basically in a room a lot of times with other comics. Sometimes they're the only other people in the room and they're busy taking for their own set. I mean, it's a weird situation and it could be very demoralizing unless you're the kind of person who never gives up. And my actual current bit is about never giving up.
Sounds like a Winston Churchill quote.
I'm Boise's most why don't you just give up comic for the third year in a row, right? I mean, that's all made up. But
okay, can you give us three bits that you like, and we'll see if anybody else likes it?
What? Oh, say that. Oh, you want me to do three bits?
Yeah, a bit is usually only 15, 20 seconds, right?
Well, I think of a bit in terms of like this Sunday, I'm going to be at the Ice House in Pasadena. It's Corey.
Famous place. I love it.
Famous comedy club. I'm in a showcase. Corey Martin Craig is the coach. He's my coach. He runs an operation called Cool Beans Comedy. Cool Beans University. It's a training camp for people like me who want to become comics. And then we have a showcase at the Ice House every few months. And it's going to be, I'm going to be in the 8 o'clock show on Sunday at the Ice House in Pasadena, California. So by the time I get on stage, it sounds spontaneous, right? But I'm really not an improv guy, although I probably should be. But you putting me on the spot to do a bit.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So you know what? So, all right. So, like I said, I was voted Boise's most. Why don't you just give up comic for the third year in a row? I don't even live in Boise. All right. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But that's no reason to give up. Giving up is for quitters, and I'm no quitter. Well, I used to be a quitter. When I was 6 years old, my dad made me join the swim team. I didn't even know how to swim, so I sank. and then I quit. You want me to keep going? I mean,
one more. Yes.
All right. So then I joined the Boy Scouts, right? Be prepared to get your, can I say the A word? Okay. So be prepared to get your ass kicked every day. Well, I'm not built for that kind of activity. So I quit. And now I went off and I joined the Young Entrepreneurs Across America. They had me write a business plan. Mine was selling weed, 10 bucks a gram outside the gym. I was killing it till I got caught. And the judge said, juvenile hall or quit. So I quit and off I went to college. Now college is no walk in the park. There's all that studying and partying and more partying. It was killing me. Every morning I would wake up with a headache and a stomach ache as if I'd been drinking all night, which I had. Now, nobody's forcing you to do that. So I quit.
Okay, let's quit. So we get the point. So this is your alter ego persona.
It is. And, you know, it's very, very, very loosely based on things that might have happened.
Good. Okay. So we get it. This is very nice. And put it this way. You're married with kids, right?
Yep. I married one wife and one kid.
Okay. Do they both come and listen to you?
My wife comes sometimes. But... you know, God bless her. She's heard all this stuff so many times that, she's got a life. And
can you imagine? You have a wife that has a life. Okay. On that high note, that was beautiful. Okay. This has been wonderful. Fabulous, Lewis. Okay. We're coming to a close of our time together. And I want to ask you three questions. Are you ready, sir?
Well, ready or not, here they come.
Thank you. Number one, will you come back again?
To your show?
Yes.
Oh, my, absolutely.
Okay.
Can I just be a permanent, can I be your sidekick?
That means you don't want to get kicked. You know, I always wonder about the sidekick issue, you know, kicking. Okay, prepare to get your A kicked. So now the next question, Lewis, you only have 80 seconds to answer this.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
What is your most fervent desire?
Wow. My most is to be deserving of the gifts that I've been given by God. You know what? Can I put my motto out there?
You've got 80 seconds. Keep going.
Okay. All right. So I have a personal journal online called The Courage Run, and our motto is live large, be bold, have faith, fear nothing. Now, we can only approximate those things, but that's my ideal, and that's what I would bring to people.
Thank you. And again, everything about Lewis is available at barryshore.com, BarryShore, barryshore.com. Wonderful, Lewis. And the third question, may I give you a hug in front of 382,921 people around the world?
I'm ready.
Let me tell you what HUG stands for. Heartfelt, unlimited, giving. On the count of three. One, two, three. Of course, The Joy of Living with your host, Barry Shore, and our amazing guest, wonderful Lewis Katz, who's an expert in IT. That is information technology. He's an expert in photography. He's becoming expert in not just comedy, but in quitting. He wants to be the leading expert in quitting around the world. And you've been listening to this fabulous show, which you know the reason you tuned in, because it's the best use of your time to become the best you. And when you do this, you're going to be happier, healthier, and wealthier, because you learn the three fundamentals of life. Number one, life, your life has purpose. You lead a purpose-driven life. Number two happens, you go mad. And the third is to uncover the power and the sequence of everyday words and terms, like WWW, what a wonderful world. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day, as my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in, causing rethinking, like Lewis talked about, enabling all to excel. You want to have just a shift in perspective. Keep that F in place or the other stuff happens. Internalize and utilize and leverage the six most important words you'll ever learn. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Use four-letter words for the world we live in, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Four-letter words, love, life, hope, free, give, play, fray, swim, and tell the world to F you. Capital N, capital N. So after the show, you see family and friends, point your finger, have a twinkle in your eye, a smile on your face, and say, F you, everybody. Add right away, capital N and capital N. What are you talking? Where'd you get that? Listen to Barry Shore, The Joy of Living. The add on Lewis Katz, and you tell them all the wonderful things that you heard and learned today. And from Lewis and Barry, we're going to ask you again, use the two most powerful words in English language 3 times a day, consciously and conscientiously, from now and the rest of your life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Dancer, to harmonize and nurture kindness. And a blessing from Lewis and Barry. Go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Don't go away. Wonderful.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Joy of Living podcast. Now that's another step towards your healthier, happier, and wealthier life. Never hesitate to do good in the world, no matter what the situation. Join us for another upbeat discussion next time at barryshore.com. And be sure to leave a rating and subscribe to the show to get more conversations like this. And remember to share it with your family and friends too. See you on the next episode.